Fire Prevention Week. And we're going to talk about a specific topic in regard to fire prevention and your safety in your home and elsewhere with firefighter and a fire service instructor from Escape Fire Safety. Michael McLear is joining us this morning here on WKZO. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Doing well. Good to have you back with us on the show. Very important topic this morning. Lithium-ion batteries. My goodness, we probably don't even realize how many devices we encounter on a day-to-day basis that have these things, and they can be dangerous.
Absolutely, and some people don't even realize the term lithium-ion battery, so let's talk about rechargeable batteries. That's a more common terminology. E-bikes, e-scooters, certainly hoverboards, power tools. More and more power tools have rechargeable lithium-ion batteries. Our cell phones, cordless phones, just about everything around the home. And what we want to do is we want to focus on this year's theme, and our friends at the National Fire Protection Association picked this theme because of our increasing risk of home fires when people are leaving, when they're leaving those batteries charged, or the batteries are damaged. Tragedy can happen, and certainly we want to prevent the fire before it even occurs in the home. So again, this year's theme, charge into fire safety, lithium-ion batteries in your home. Three key points: buy, charge, and recycle. So I'd like to focus on those three, if we may.
Indeed. So let's talk about buying only listed products.
Absolutely. You know, we can buy things off from the internet, we can buy things elsewhere, but we don't always know if they meet those nationally tested laboratory seal of approval. And one that comes to mind, a popular one that most people see, UL, or Underwriters Laboratory. There's many other testing laboratories out there, such as FM Global or ETL or CSA, but again, you want to make sure as a consumer, whatever you're buying, especially if it's an electronic, if it's a battery, that it meets those national tested laboratory seal of approval. If it doesn't have the marking on the packaging, I'd probably refrain from buying it, or if you order it online, send it back. So that's the buy portion of our buy, charge, and recycle.
Firefighter Michael McLear is with us from Escape Fire Safety. It is Fire Prevention Week, and we're talking specifically about lithium-ion batteries in your home. And charging these batteries, Michael, it's not necessarily just plug it in and take a little consideration into how you're doing that.
Absolutely. So, Ken, we've talked for years ways we can prevent home fires, and one of the common denominators that we see is people charging these devices on a couch or on a chair or on bedding material, and it doesn't allow that device to properly get ventilation. And if it overheats, it can cause a fire, catch that bedding material on fire. Also, we want to make sure that we're not leaving the home or leaving the room when we're charging these devices. Some of these devices, like the e-bikes, can actually explode, or the rechargeable toys. The batteries can explode if they're overcharged. So some people think, well, if I just plug it in and I leave it, the device itself is going to manage the charge. Sometimes it will, but sometimes it won't. And again, we prevent that fire. So, and also make sure we're charging the batteries at room temperature. Some of these devices, you may have batteries that are in outdoor cameras or elsewhere. And if it's extremely cold or extremely hot, or we're charging the battery in a warm vehicle where there's sunshine, that too could cause a fire. So that's how we charge safely.
And finally, to recycle these when it's time to discard them, it's very important that you just don't toss it in a wastebasket somewhere.
Absolutely. News reports all the time of fires started by lithium-ion batteries, either in the recycle bins, the recycle centers, or our waste disposal companies. Please don't throw these away in the regular trash. There's a website that people can go to, Call to Recycle, and that's C-A-L-L, the number 2, recycle.org, and find the nearest recycle place in Kalamazoo County. Check with the hazardous waste disposal folks. They may be able to handle that. In other areas, check with your county. And also, I'm seeing, Ken, a lot of big box stores now have displays right near customer service where you can recycle those compact fluorescent light bulbs as well as rechargeable batteries. So if that's an option and it's free, certainly take advantage of it.
And I think that's a big question a lot of people have when it comes time to dispose of these. What do I do with these things? And sometimes they just wind up being tossed in the trash, and a good point being made there. Fire Prevention Week, and we're talking lithium-ion batteries in your home specifically for Fire Prevention Week with firefighter and fire service instructor Michael McClear from Escape Fire Safety, and more of this information on the website.
Absolutely. It's www.escapeinc.org. And Ken, I want to give you a shout out and WKZO for all the years of support. This Friday is our 30th anniversary for our nonprofit charity. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without the great support of Midwest Communications and WKZO all these years. So thank you very much.
Well,
for that.
It's a pleasure to help you get this information out. And wow, 30 years. Congratulations on that. A lot of work has gone into this over that 30-year period on your part.
Absolutely.
And
a lot of smoke alarms given, a lot of smoke alarms installed. And we want to continue to keep that up for many more years to come.
Indeed.
So thank you again.
Michael McClear with us from Escape Fire Safety on WKZO. Michael, take care.
You too.